Can I switch back to my other chair?
You may.
Actually, this chair's more comfortable. This chair's a lot more comfortable.
But your head, yeah. You might do better with these. Oh, shit.
Ah, Jamie!
Oh, no!
That's a first.
That is a...
That's literally the first one I've
seen. Oh, there's there's no headphones in these headphones.
You gotta turn it up.
Oh. Right there. Wait, are you sure? Because I'm not getting anything.
Might be the other one, then.
Ugh, Jamie, can I just put these headphones on that are working?
Yes. Oh, sorry. These are for me, but I have my own headphones in.
Okay.
How's that?
These are the ones I've been using. They work.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, that could be a new segment where I just arm wrestle all my guests.
Arm wrestle the guests.
Until I bring, like, John in, and I'm like, let's no time for that segment today.
No.
Because John's ripped.
Yeah, John exercises pretty regular.
John's ripped.
Yeah. Okay, we said something nice about John. Can we also say something bad about John to level it out?
Sure.
You go first.
Last night, John pushed me onto the... So...
train tracks? Did John tie you to the train tracks?
He did. I got out, but okay. Like, loose knots. He doesn't know
how because you're so strong from arm wrestling.
This is true. He also can't tie a knot.
He cannot...
Can't do a
That's my
knot.
Bad thing about John. He can't tie a knot to save his life or to end yours. Boom.
Last night, I was... Okay, so I was sitting on the couch, and then he was kind of, like, standing up in front of the couch, and I got up, and then... Like, I was holding, like, food, too. And he just, like, pushed me back onto the couch. And I was, like, so tired and just not expecting it. And I was kind of awestruck.
Yeah.
I was like, did you really just do that?
Yeah.
It was really funny, though.
Yeah. I think John, in many ways, acts like our collective big brother. You know, like our angry big brother.
Yeah.
Just like, watch it.
Like,
kid.
Not the responsible, like, the one
yeah,
who, like,
no, no.
goes out and...
Not, like, the one who, like, throws you how to catch a ball and, like, throws you how to catch... Oh, man, I am stupid.
Catches you how to throw a ball.
Yeah, catches you how to throw a ball, or, you know, does other nice things, help you with your algebra homework. He's more like one who'll, like, smack you around, but if he finds out someone else is smacking you around, he'll smack them around, too. I think this analogy stopped applying to John, and I just kind of had an image of a big brother in my head and wanted to describe them. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
I like stereotypes of different people from TV and then describing them.
Yeah. I don't know. John, yeah. It's been... I'll tell you, the house has been louder since John
got
here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And more bits, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with... Nothing bad about bits.
Yeah. Oh, I was... never mind. It's not important.
Yeah.
I was going to do a thing about Big Brothers, but...
The show Big Brother or just Big Brothers in general? No, you can do it.
Hey. No, it's...
Hey, man.
Oh, I did find out about that. I didn't know about the show Big Brother until kind of recently. That show's really dumb.
Well, we're at 6 listeners now, so...
Oh,
nothing,
no!
Nothing to lose.
Yeah, no, I just...
Probably when I said that bad word. And
I bet that's what it was.
I'm out.
Yeah, I can't...
Probably.
Well, those are just the electronic listeners. People listening on the radio, you don't know how many there are, right?
No, you can't tell. There's no way to tell.
There's no way. The science isn't there yet.
No.
Science
someday.
Catch up.
I don't think it ever will.
Oh, man.
I mean, it hasn't been, you know. There's no way to tell. It's impossible to tell.
Yeah. Well, we could have them all call in.
We could. Or write in.
Write in, yeah. If you're listening via radio, call in. The number is 518-232-7979.
That's not the number.
It's a number. It's a series of numbers.
They're going to call some poor...
Oh, hey, you want to hear a really terrible stand-up bit I just thought of?
Yeah.
Why do we call it a phone number? It's seven numbers or nine or ten numbers, but it's not one number. 318-425-6464? That's not no number I ever heard of. That's a collection of numbers in a row. So...
Flush it out.
Yeah, it could use some work.
Yeah.
Do you have any notes? Ooh, this could be another good segment.
Stand-up feedback? Me and John have done that before.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah. We've done that.
How'd it go?
Not good.
Was it well-received? Did you gain or lose listeners?
I'm pretty sure I lost listeners, but I forget what the joke was that I pitched. I think it was, like, something of, like, Bridget is like, a female bridge or something. Like, something really dumb like that.
I like that a lot.
There's something dumb like that. I forget what the joke was, but I remember
or
John
it sounds
not
like a backup
it.
Singer for someone named Michael Bridge.
Bridge and the Bridgets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember it not going over too well.
Yeah, sure.
On air. Not, yeah. A lot of dead air.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah, that was one of those two-hour episodes that where John just, like, showed up. That was the one where John showed up, and then we just had to riff for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It was hard.
It's not that hard. I'm going to go ahead and say it's very easy for me, because I'm a talent.
You are.
I'm the talent. Oh, man, I always wanted to get hired to do a thing so people can refer to me as the talent, you know? Did your phone just buzz, or did mine?
That was mine.
Yeah.
My dad, with another request.
Ooh, what is it? Wait, don't tell me. Let it be a surprise. Let's cut to music.
The request? It's like a 20-minute song. You said leave with it, which, I mean, I leave it running. I'm not even sure if it's in the automation system. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sam.
Yeah? Wait, can you ask your dad how he thinks it's going?
Sure.
What's your dad's name?
Dad.
Okay. Dad Juveler, how do you think the show's going?
He's listening, I think, so he'll respond.
Right, that's why I'm saying it into the mic,
of a delay, but he'll respond.
Great.
Yeah. I don't know, Tim, how do you think this has been going? Sam's been shirtless. I've never introduced you, did I? You just started talking.
I think I mentioned my name was Sam at some point, and yeah. I'm sure you've referred to me as Sam at some point.
Yeah.
Well, you can introduce me now if you'd like.
My dad says, always good interviews.
Oh.
Always. I don't know about that, but often.
Can you interview me now? That's how they'll get to know me. It'll be like an opposite thing. Instead of introducing me, we get to the details at the
end. I don't do interviews. I do bits.
Oh, okay. Can we find out? Can we do like a clever thing where they think they're just hearing bits, but secretly learn a lot about me and my worldview? But like through the lens of bits?
I think it's a lot to ask of someone who literally did not prep for this at all. Hasn't that been what we've been doing this whole time?
Yeah, I think it is a little bit. Oh, do you want to hear a potentially offensive stand-up joke I thought of while I was running today?
Yes.
Something
you can't tell in a stand-up meeting. I want to hear that.
Well, this isn't one I can't tell at a stand-up meeting, but it is one that I think people might be upset by.
Good.
And it's namely a reason why I don't think I should have any friends who are people of color. Right?
Continue.
Well, no, it's just that I was running and I saw my friend Isha, who very good friend of mine, but from afar I couldn't tell if it was her. It looked like her, so I said, like, hey, Isha, and it turned out it was, but if it wasn't her, then I just look like a guy who thinks that all people of color look the same, and I look like a racist.
Or just all people look I don't know. Like, if you saw a white person...
Yeah, but if I see someone and I think it's you and it turns out it's not, they're not going to think I'm a racist. They're going to think I'm a bozo.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with me. It might happen with me.
It might happen
with you. It probably wouldn't happen with me.
It could happen with you. You're not that special.
But what if it was Nisha?
What if it wasn't Isha? What if it was you?
Then you'd say, sorry, thought you were someone else, and then move on.
Yeah, but then they're going to think, oh, then...
My mom says you sound like Tom.
I do?
Yeah.
Or you do?
Tom Rindt.
Oh, I know who Tom is.
They say I sound like Tom?
No, she said you sound like Tom, but I didn't
you
know
sound
if
like
was,
Tom.
You sound like Tom.
Correct. Sam sounds like Tom.
Okay, Sam does sound like Tom. I don't think I sound that much like Tom.
This is Sam Gordon. He's a friend of mine, does comedy, funny guy, funny... Okay.
Thanks.
Risen funny boy.
Because I'm not saying that I am a racist.
Yeah, no.
Although certainly the setup of the joke would have you believe that.
I would not interpret it that way, but I think some might at this school.
Yeah, and I think that... I don't know if we're talking about the joke now or the situation of me mistaking, because I do that whenever I see a stranger, I always run through my head of how do I know this person, and just the closest looking person in my head, I just assume it's that person.
Yeah.
Which I do a lot, and normally I won't say hi to them, but occasionally I will, and if it's not the right person, I'm either I'm either a bad at recognizing person or a racist, and I don't want to be a racist, Jamie. Yeah.
Man, really, really put yourself out there.
Yeah,
it's quite an edgy thing. It's quite a risky thing to say.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I did. I remember one time I was watching this. I was watching MTV Live, and there was a drummer. I forget the band, but I was watching it with my friend, and then there was this drummer, and the drummer looked like Kenan Thompson. And he did look like Kenan Thompson. Uh-huh. I said to my friend, I was like, hey, the drummer looks like Kenan Thompson. My friend says, oh, it's because he's black. I was like, no, it's because he looks like Kenan Thompson. Of course, being black is part of it, but that's not, like, I wouldn't say that if, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like, so quick to jump the gun, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I am.
You're, well, that's, I was going to say, it kind of complicates things yeah. because you are a racist person.
This is true. But can racists like me make just a simple observation? Can yeah. we just...
without it being colored by your racism. You see what I did
Can't
there?
Can't you just separate the two, you know? Yeah.
Oh, also speaking of drums, I saw, I was perusing through YouTube, and I saw this, you know who Joe Jones is, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Drummer.
Yes, because there's a Philly Joe Jones, and there's a Joe Jones.
Okay, and then there's Joe Jonas.
Right.
And I saw a drum solo he did on the song Caravan, because I was listening to the Whiplash soundtrack.
Right.
Because it's a great soundtrack and an amazing movie. Really just a fantastic movie.
It's a great film, yeah.
And I was listening to the soundtrack, and then I was looking up Caravan, which is one of the songs on it, and Joe Jones, there's a video of him online playing Caravan, and then there's like a 5-minute drum solo he does.
Yeah.
And it's like not flashy at all, it's just so simple, but he is such a great, like the different sounds he can get out of a drum set is, it's unreal.
Yeah.
Like I would look up Joe Jones. Caravan drum solo. It's insane.
I've heard his work, but I have not heard that specifically.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't really heard any of his work. I hadn't even heard of him until I watched Whiplash, and they kept talking about Joe Jones yeah. throwing a cymbal at Charlie Parker's head, and I kept thinking they were saying Joe Jonas throwing a cymbal at Charlie Parker's head.
Joe Jonas, the lead. In the role of J.K. Simmons. Is...
Yeah. Man, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be so funny.
Ugh. Man, Joe Jonas, he's an undervalued treasure.
One of the greats.
It's Joe Jones.
Joe Jonas is the oldest one, right?
Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas.
Not Joe Jones. Joe Jones is not a Jonas brother.
What?
he's the bonus Jonas.
Sorry, what? Then who plays drums for the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, wouldn't it be great if they did get Joe? Do any of them play drums? I think they all just, I think sing, and I think some of them play guitar. Bass. I don't know.
I think Joe Jonas plays the bass.
Oh, that's cool.
Or something.
He definitely plays something.
Yeah.
Which was the one that was in Camp Rock?
They were all in Camp Rock, I feel like, but Kevin Jonas was the main Jonas.
Which Jonas is he?
He's the middle Jonas.
Which Jonas is he?
It's Kevin Jonas.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Jonas was, he's the middle one.
Okay.
The, in my opinion, the best looking one.
Which one's Nick Jonas?
Nick Jonas is the youngest.
Okay, which one? I'm trying to picture what they look like.
Nick Jonas. Okay.
One of them has curly hair.
Yeah, Nick Jonas did have curly hair, but then he cut it off. Kevin Jonas, I don't know. I could look up a photo. Here.
No. Don't. Describe him to me. Make a mental image.
Or are we talking like 2010 Jonas or like?
We're talking Jonas Brothers at the height of their Jonas Brothers.
Okay, so that's like 2008.
Sure. Probably. No, we'll say 2008.
Whenever. Okay, I'm not gonna look up a photo of them, but I'm gonna look up the release dates of their albums because it's important.
Okay. Well, anyways, the bonus Jonas is Joe Jones.
Bonus Jones. This is news to me. Also, there's a guy who goes to Tufts who kind of looks like Kevin Joe. Or wait a minute.
Okay.
Are they not listed in order? Wait, Joe. Oh, whoa! I had this all wrong.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is all wrong.
Oh God.
Oh, this is a disaster. Okay, we're gonna clear some things up on yeah. the right now.
Why do you fact check yourself?
So
on this show?
I'd say the height of their career was around the time when they released A Little Bit Longer, which was 2008.
Okay.
Which that had 1 second, or maybe it was. No, I'd say 2007 when they released Jonas Brothers, their self-titled. That had SOS, that had Hold On, Look Me in the Eyes, Year 3000. That had all the big ones. Let's see.
Oh, didn't they do a cover of Take on Me?
Did they?
I think they did. Because I was looking up the Real Big Fish cover of that, and then I saw someone say, this is way better than the Jonas Brothers cover. Not even this is way better than the original or anything about the original.
Okay, so Nick, okay. I had it all mixed up.
Okay.
Actually, I had it as wrong as you can get it.
Okay.
Nick is the youngest.
Which I think you did say.
Did I? No, I thought Joe. I said Joe was the youngest.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I did. Okay. Okay. Nick is the youngest.
Okay.
Joe is the middle.
Oh, and Kevin's the oldest.
Kevin is
one?
The oldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin has curly hair.
It's hard to tell from this photo. Joe. Okay. So Joe has like wavy hair. Nick has curly hair. I think Kevin. I mean, it's hard when they have it all slicked back, all handsome like.
But, yeah.
And then, okay, in terms of who plays what, Kevin plays guitar and keyboards. Nick Joe is lead vocals and keyboards, and Nick is lead vocals and guitar.
Keyboards. Do they all play keyboard?
They all play guitar, and no one plays bass.
Got it.
There's what? No, they've. Oh wow, they've had one bassist their whole entire career. Oh wow. Greg Garbowski.
Jaco Pastorius.
Jaco. No, he's dead.
Yeah, I was about to say he faked his death so he could play it for the Jonas Brothers.
Man, that's that would explain all the ripping bass solos. songs. That would explain a whole lot.
Yeah, man. Wouldn't it be great if all of the world's greatest musicians like played as studio musicians on Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers. They just got these amazing guests. and what's his name? Joe Jones on drums.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what made me think of it, yeah.
Yeah. It was another really good drummer. It's like John Bonham's like...
Yeah, John Bonham.
Or like Neil Peart Jonas Brothers album.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would love to see Rush meets the Jonas Brothers. I wouldn't love to see that. I don't know why I said that.
It'd be kind of funny.
It'd be funny. It'd be nice.
I'd see it.
And I'd definitely go check it out.
I wouldn't...
Just to see what all the hoopla's about.
Yeah.
Hoopla.
Sounds like a lot of hoopla over a little Krabby Patty, right? Wrong! Yeah.
Are you still trying to think of other drummers? Jamie, can you not think
of any? There's one drummer who played with John Coltrane that I cannot remember the name of.
My favorite drummer will always be Keith Moon. He was, like, when I got into drumming, he was the first drummer I found out about.
He doesn't use a hi-hat.
Really?
He doesn't use a hi-hat. No. Listen to any...
I'm going to go back and listen.
Listen to any who song. Listen to any song. There's no hi-hat.
Any song ever?
It's all just flurry of... Yeah. Listen to any song. Hi-hats aren't real.
Okay. It's a myth propagated by Big Cymbal.
By Big Lube. That's a Gary Golan reference, too. Big Cymbal. Yeah. What were we talking about? Yeah.
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers don't use cymbals, either. No one... Keith Moon is also dead, but he didn't...
I know.
Yeah, he didn't use a hi-hat. He used cymbals. He used lots of cymbals.
Yeah.
Now my parents are texting me the names of drummers. Just trying to remember one. Elvin Jones. Oh, of course. Elvin Jones.
Okay.
Elvin Jones. He's really good.
I'll check him out.
Yeah.
Probably not going to check him out.
He's on... if you ever listen to Love Supreme, he's drummer for... He's actually a drummer on Giant Steps, too. A lot of John Coltrane. He was, like, big with John Coltrane.
Cool.
Yeah. So
I haven't listened. I haven't sought out a lot of Coltrane.
Oh, he's
like,
great.
It's Coltrane. Like I've heard it and I've listened to it, but in the way that like I will sit down and listen to Dave Brubeck or other jazz, I don't really ever, for whatever reason, I don't really ever seek out Coltrane.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of Duke Ellington in high school. I don't know why. I got really into Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
Really like Duke Ellington. Also, I've been listening to Time Out a whole bunch lately. That's the Dave Brubeck one, all the weird time signatures.
Yeah.
Such a good, and it's like, I know that's obvious, it's like considered one of like the great albums for a reason, but it is such a good album.
Yeah,
I really love On Square Dance.
Yeah, confuse that. Do you ever listen to any Charles Mingus?
No, but I was talking about him the other night, and my housemates didn't believe me that he was real because his name is Charles Mingus.
Because his name rhymes with Dingus.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's like fair, that's fair. Yeah, man, Charles Mingus is a big deal. I played jazz in high school, and our big band, we played. Half the songs we played were Mingus songs, because there's this thing called the Mingus competition, which is like a high school jazz band competition where just high school jazz bands just play Mingus songs to carry on his legacy, and then like they just take the best bands and then bring them in and then they play Mingus. It's like a lot of Mingus, but it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I believe that.
Yeah, and he wrote a lot of songs, you know.
Yeah,
so
a lot of musicians do.
Yeah, he wrote music
on the reg.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, jazz, that was cool.
Yeah, no, I really like it.
But you know what's cooler?
The Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers. Me and my friend went to the 4th of July thing this year, and Jonas...
What 4th of July thing?
Sorry, yeah.
You can't just say the 4th of July thing, Jamie.
You know, the thing. We didn't see the Pops, but we were like across the river, and we were on the Esplanade. On the Charles River Esplanade on the Cambridge side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the good place to see the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nick Jonas was performing at the Hatch Shell, which is across.
Was it just Nick Jonas?
It was just Nick Jonas.
It wasn't the Brothers Jonas.
And but Demi Lovato was also performing.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they married?
No.
Okay, they should get married.
But they were in Camp Rock together.
Oh, he was the one. You never answered my question.
But he was
the one in Camp Rock.
Here's the thing. I thought he was. He was not. In Camp Rock, but he wasn't Joe. Joe was the love interest.
Okay, he was the main rocker.
They were the ones who sang
Love Will Lead You Back.
Tell It to My Heart. He said the song, whatever the song was at the end, was it like,
I never watched Camp Rock.
It wasn't You Are the Music in Me. It was like We Rock Camp
Rock. We Rock Camp Rock.
They sang We Rock Camp Rock. And then he was like, that's the voice or whatever.
Rock, 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 Camp Rock.
The big single. The lead single.
I think the Ramones should also play with the Jonas Brothers.
And Rush.
Yes. And just Meg White.
And Gary. Meg White solo.
Yeah.
Rush with Meg White. Just like the 360 degree drum kit, but yeah. Meg White's just really, really rocking that snare.
She's trying so hard. Avoiding the hi-hat because it's a myth.
Just Meg White.
Yeah.
Man, she gets a lot of crap, but like...
No, I enjoy listening to her.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's... She's like, not as technically proficient as a lot of other people, but she's like a solid drummer and plays well with Jack White, which is all she needs to do.
But like when the White Stripes broke up, like people were like, oh no, the White Stripes broke up. But like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because a lot of people thought Jack White was going to stop making music.
Oh. I wasn't really paying attention to the White Stripes when the White Stripes broke up.
Right. But like the...
When did they break up?
I want to say 2008.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Same year as the Jonas Brothers, when the Jonas Brothers peaked.
Yeah, that's what it was.
2011. Oh, wow, much later, yeah. But like they didn't... The last album they put out was like 2000... Was Icky Thumb, which was like 2007.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was like not... And like the White Stripes peaked like way earlier, I'd say. So,
do you know what the first White Stripes song I ever knew was?
What?
Guess.
Seven Nation Army.
Nope. I can tell that we are going to be friends.
Ah, it's a good song.
From the Napoleon Dynamite intro.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I found out that was the White Stripes, because the second song I found out was Seven Nation Army. Right. And I was confused that the same band could make those two songs.
Yeah. The first song I found was Icky Thump, which is a weird song, because it's not a great song.
I like it.
It's all right.
Hey there, Icky, stop thumping around.
We're thumping around, we rock.
Camp Rock.
Yeah, but as I was saying, so me and my friend were watching this on a big screen, and like they had the speakers.
Sorry, it's been so long. You were watching what? Camp Rock?
We Rock, Camp Rock. Camp Rock 2, We Rock, Camp Rock.
Camp Rock 2, there was Can't a,
there,
Stop the Rock.
There was a, they tried to stop the rock.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's the bad guy in an ironic twist. Continue with what you were saying.
Rocky 10, Camp Rock. Camp Rocky. Camp Rocky. Anyway.
Aesop Camp Rocky.
So me and my friend were watching. We weren't watching it, but we were watching on the big screen. There were like speakers that were playing the performance. The performance was going on like across.
Oh, okay. The Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, Nick Jonas thing.
Yeah, it was. So it wasn't the Jonas Brothers though. It was just Nick. It was just Nick and Demi Lovato, and they were like doing duets and stuff. And me and my friend were like, "Why are they doing Camp Rock? What's going on?" Like the whole time we were so disappointed, and like it turns out it's Joe.
It's just Joe.
Joe was the guy.
Man, is that the whole thing?
It was.
Okay.
But like, man, we were really wondering why they didn't do anything from Camp Rock. Yeah. And like, even if it was Nick Joe, I could see why they wouldn't do anything from Camp Rock.
Yeah, I think they're probably trying to move past that.
Yeah, but it was weird because like they were doing like their stuff. Like they'd be like, Joe Nick Jonas, and then he'd do like a song.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like Demi Lovato, and they like keep switching off, and they like did like a duet at the end, but it was like.
Yeah.
You feel like the chemistry and the tension, you know, it's like, just bring them on together.
Just make them get married. That would be a good 4th of July tradition. They have to get married.
Very American.
Yeah.
Nothing. All American marriage. Wedding, I should say. Because you're invited to the wedding, but you're not invited to the marriage.
No.
That's not my joke.
I didn't know that was
Do you know Ted Alexandro?
No.
He's a New York comedian. He's like one of the comedians who's been like around, who's been like in the scene for like a very long time, like 20 plus years, but like he just doesn't have the recognition he deserves.
Worth checking out?
Yeah.
Ted Alexander?
Or Alexandro. Yeah.
Okay.
He also only has like one special out, but it's really good. It's free.
You know who does get the recognition he deserves? Jason Alexander.
From that show.
From Seinfeld, mostly.
Big Bang. Seinfeld, yeah. Yeah, man.
Did you ever watch Big Time in Hollywood, Florida?
I didn't. Did you? No, I didn't.
That show had One of the moments I've laughed hardest in my entire life was the season finale of that show.
Okay. Is it ATM, right? What is that noise?
Truck big, idling outside.
Okay.
Worth checking out, and Jason Alexander makes an appearance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out. I've never heard of it. Oh, it's a recent show.
Yeah.
Okay.
One season, Alex Anfinger and Dan Shrimp or whatever.
Who are those? Okay, those are the creators. Okay.
Did you ever watch Next Time on Lonnie? It was a YouTube thing. I like how this podcast is just us kind of dissolving us into us just asking each other about.
I like how you just call this a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Radio podcast.
Radio. It's not a thing. It's a thing that John made up. It's not real. It's not a thing. I mean, it is a thing. It could be a thing.
What is the thing?
You're like radio pod. I don't know.
It's more radio than podcast. But the way I usually listen to these things is later on. It gets stored, you know.
Yeah.
Which I guess.
Yeah, it does.
So that's kind of how I think.
Yeah. Look, this is no socialist alternative radio. You know. Not to crap. Not they're good. They're good. Good show. That's the show that's on an hour before me.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I have not.
Are there any other music requests that people are? How many listeners we got right now? Still six?
Seven.
Woo!
Must have been Camp all the talk Rock. Of our niche TV shows that really that got back. Got it back. Yeah, I sent out the Snapchat as you saw. So that might be so a bunch of them might be friends.
Did you send a separate one in saying your buddy Sam's on the air?
Because
that'll reel him in.
Dude, I should have done that.
You should have done that.
Why did I do that?
Send a picture of me with my shirt off like it is right now. For the listeners at home, I am real comfortable in here.
Well, half of them haven't even opened it yet, so
you can tell if they've opened it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't really use Snapchat that much.
Yeah, you can tell. Caitlin opened it, Archie opened it, John opened it, Allie opened it, and you opened it. And my friend Lily opened it too.
Not our friend Lily, your friend Lily.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. No, I was sitting down to watch an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then I got that Snapchat, and I considered not opening it because I knew what it was, and I was like, I don't need to see a picture of Jamie with him saying that I should listen to his show, but then I did.
Hey, this is probably the last time I'm going to be doing that, too.
I still haven't eaten lunch.
Me neither.
We should finish up here and then go eat lunch at your house.
Dude,
so I can
real,
eat your food.
Real hungry. Real.
Hungry for apples?
Maybe.
Cool.
All right. I don't think I have any apples.
I had apples and I ate them all. So now I have no apples.
Dude, you know the Wiggles?
I know of the Wiggles.
They have that song. Yeah. I think it's about time we wrap this up.
Oh, man. I was having so much fun.
It's been fun. Hour and a half. Well, hour. You came here. Yeah, it's been an hour. Okay. Since you. Yeah. Dude. Hey, this was fun.
Time flies.
I had a good time. Time flies.
Was a band that started at Tufts, and I know the lead singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm kind of friends with them.
Oh, that's cool.
I went to sleepaway camp as a kid, and he was a counselor there, and I bumped into him out of nowhere twice when I was in Israel.
Oh, wow. Really?
One of the times was in the Holocaust Museum, which is the most awkward place to meet someone.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you want to be like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. This is so great. But on the other hand, you're like, oh God.
This isn't so great.
So many candles.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very upsetting place.
Yeah.
Really like important and like a really cool experience.
Yeah.
But so upsetting.
Yeah. I imagine. I went to the one in D.C.
Yeah, there's like a lot of
which is
fun.
Like, yeah. They're really franchising out.
Hey, you can't make that joke.
I can't make that joke.
You can make that joke.
But I did.
Yeah.
So.
Ugh, there's one on every block.
I am
block.
Racist.
They're like Starbucks.
We have established I am racist.
You are racist.
Again, but yeah, it's like I'm raised, but like, why does that have to be, you know, define me?
Exactly.
As a person, you know? All right. Well, Sam, this has been a hoot. This has been quite the rigmarole.
If you'd like me back on the air, make sure you write in.
Write in, and then so you can ride in on your bike, because that's how you got here.
I did get here on my bicycle.
Well, this has been fun, Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, high five.
Do you have a cool end tag that you say at the end? Like, keep on rocking, fun boys.
In the free world. Doodle-doot-doot-doot-doot.
Can you just speak the entire lyrics of that song? Can that be how you close the show every week? This is once a week, right?
The weekly recitation. Yeah. The recitation of...
And now let us all hold hands and...
The one song that Neil Young wrote that isn't super depressing.
Yeah, man. I was arguing with our friend Jacob Barr. I'm going to say his full name because I want him to get flack for this. He doesn't like Neil Young. I think Neil Young is one of my favorite musicians and just like one of my favorite songwriters, and I think he's great.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he's absolutely incredible, and Jacob Barr referred to him as a whiny baby.
Oh, wow.
And
that's not very nice.
No. And also, even if you don't like Neil Young for Neil Young, like CSNY is great. And he's a fraction of that. He's a big fraction. He's at least 1/4. Arguably bigger.
At 1.1/3, but then...
Wait, really?
Oh, no. No. Yeah,
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, he was... not Crosby, Stills, and Young. Or Crosby, Nash,
different,
and...
Different band.
Young.
Different...
Okay, continue. So, or...
I confused myself. Right, because he tagged on, so he was a fourth. He was never a third.
Yeah.
Right. I knew that. Man. Rumors is a good album.
By Fleetwood Mac. Featuring Joe Jonas. On drums. And Joe Jones.
And Joe Jones. Just
Demi Lovato.
Really experimental stuff going on. That's how they were listed in the liner notes. Oh, just like,
dude, speaking of experimental and Neil Young, I did listen to the whole... What's his synth album that he made? Trans? Yeah. I listened to Neil Young's... oh, God. It's just a really bad album. Which I know people have said before. I feel like I haven't said a single unique opinion this whole time. There are some, like, okay moments in it, but it is a bad album.
He has a lot of albums, though.
Yeah.
He has so many albums.
And a lot of them, almost all of them are great. But Trans is garbage. Get it together, Neil.
While the album was poorly received, some critics point out that the melodies are strong and the album involves Young addressing new musical movements.
Yeah. Movements like bowel movements.
I'm not gonna recite all these. There are a lot of lyrics in this song.
Oh yeah, don't actually do it. Just, can I get the highlights? Maybe like the first word of every line.
Yeah.
Just there, like some keywords.
Yeah. Yeah. There's red people, but on theirs we don't but so any. Keep. I with under near now and she's and they're that never. Keep. We for we machine we and got for got says got. keep.
I feel like that's a great way to write poetry.
And a great way to... I should do a remix where it's just like you cut out every part.
That isn't the first line of each word. First word of each line.
I'm going to do that.
Do it.
But before that, I'm going to go. And you're going to go too.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Keep.
Keep.
cold light lying between the sands. I'm so tortured, chased amid fusions of wonder, in moments hardly seen forgotten. Colored in pastures of chance, dancing leech cast spells of challenge. Amused but real in thought, we fled from the sea.
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got to
a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of sex.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a year. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, a sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.
is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, "Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So when I dropped it in the mailbox, I sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,